Father, Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for beautiful day. Although outside it's very cold, but we can feel a little bit warm when we come to your house. More warm when we have fellowship with you. Your power already come to us, and then we feel very, very joyful in this place. Please speak to us in this morning so we will know your will in our life. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, this morning I want to share about the beauty of Christmas. Let us open our Bible. We read from Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. Verse 10 to 14. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to the God in the highest, on earth peace among men, with whom he is pleased." Brothers and sisters, what makes Christmas beauty? When I read this page, I see that Christmas is beauty, number one, because we know at that time, Jesus is the Lord, come to visit us. Jesus is the Lord. Lord, come to visit us. We know that we live in modern society, and if one day there are a famous guy come to visit us, we feel very happy. For example, maybe Bill Gates want to visit SP, and then people will say, Bill Gates come to visit SP. We feel honored because people like Bill Gates want to visit SP. Or let's say the richest man in Hong Kong, Mr. Lee Ka Sing, want to visit SP. And we feel, Mr. Lee Ka Sing. We feel honor. But in the Bible, tell us that Jesus is a God. More than Bill Gates, more than Lee Ka Sing, more than President Obama or world leader, come to visit man. Who is this guy? The Bible tell us the Lord. So why Christmas is beauty? Because the Lord come to visit us. Always remember, God come and visit us. That's the first point. The second point, let's see some beauty and small word in the Bible. Verse 11, today in the city of David, city of David. That's number one. Number two, we can see that wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. When Jesus came, he didn't come at Jerusalem, but he came at city of David. Yesterday, PSM mentioned a little bit about city of David, we call Bethlehem. So, let me tell you the position of Bethlehem if we compare to Jerusalem. It takes a few minutes if we use a car to go to Bethlehem. But people, usually they don't come to Bethlehem. They usually come to Jerusalem. Because Jerusalem is capital city, and at Jerusalem there is a God temple. So people usually go to Jerusalem. People seldom go to city of David, Bethlehem. So Bethlehem is a small city. It's a small city. That's why when the Magi's come and then ask King of Herod, "We want to see Jesus." And they all shout. And they say, "Where is Jesus?" Because nobody aware that Jesus come at Bethlehem. This is very, very small city. If I compare Jerusalem and Bethlehem, I can say that Jerusalem like a central, and then Bethlehem like a Songsui maybe, or a very, very small part in Hong Kong. Jesus come not in Jerusalem, but come at Bethlehem, small city. That's number one. Number two, when he has been born, and then the Bible said, a baby wrapped in a cloth. In a cloth. What kind of cloth? Just simple cloth. Yeah? Very, very simple cloth. And then lying in a manger, not a sofa bed, not a beautiful bed. No, just in a manger. So, what's the beauty of this action? We can say that he is a king, but when he come to the world, he come very, very lower. Very, very lower. And then the third point, if we read the whole chapter of this story, we can see that the first guest who come to visit him is a shepherd. The shepherd come and visit Jesus. Let's say, Jeff, if you are an organizer, I order you to make a party. Make a party. Make a beautiful party that can fit for lower class people and also upper class people. How you can do it? It's easy for us to make a party for upper class people. Just buy everything expensive. But lower class cannot come. It's easy for us to make a lower class party. But upper class people say, no, this is not my class. But when we see the beauty of Christmas, I can tell you, when Jesus came, he used a very, very good communication. Because of this, lower class people, the shepherd can come, and also the upper class people. From Matthew chapter 2, we can see that the Magi's, education people, educated people, rich people, can come and fit together. That very, very beautiful. This I say, the beauty of Christmas. So, when we see this story, my hope, joyful. Why? Because he come as a man, and then he really think and adjust himself so that lower class people can come to visit him. One of our sister write something in Facebook, and she said that because Jesus come at Bethlehem, and then the first guests were the shepherds. That's why I have hope in him. Why I have hope in him? Because Jesus accept lower class people like us. If Jesus accept lower class people like us, Jesus also accept upper class people. Everybody can come to visit Jesus. That's the second point that I want to tell you. Why Christmas is beauty. Now, if we continue the life of Jesus, we can see how beauty Jesus. How beauty Jesus. Because the way he attracts people is very, very touchful. 2 weeks ago, Pisa mentioned about the woman of Samaria. Let's see this story at John chapter 4. We read John chapter 4, verse 4. He had passed through Samaria, so he came to a city of Samaria called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. And then after that, verse 7, there came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said to her, blah, 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 blah. Pisa mentioned that this woman was beautiful because she has 5 husbands. But the point is, usually people take the water in the morning, not in noon. Noon is very, very hot. Morning is quite fresh. But this woman take water in the noon. Why she take water in the noon? Because she has something inside. She doesn't want people know her. And then the way she take the water is like this. For example, this is a bottle, and then she put the bottle in her shoulder so that people cannot see her face. Like this. That means this woman, she covered his face with a bottle of water so that people maybe cannot know who is this woman. Something same in her life. But the Bible told us, Jesus come and talk and then speak with her. And then Jesus love this woman. Jesus give encouragement to this woman. Brothers and sisters, this is a good example. Teach us how beauty Jesus. Because he come to save this kind of people. Lower class, no hope people, frustration, despair, and then many problem people. Jesus come to visit him. So, from the Christmas, we can see how beauty Jesus. That's second point. The third point, why the Christmas is beauty? Because at the end, Jesus come to die at the cross. If we read from the book of Mark, we can see that Jesus third time talk about he must go to the cross. He must go to the cross. For what? To save human sin. To save human from sin. So, born to die. Die at the cross. That show us the purpose of his incarnation. Not for himself, but the purpose of his incarnation is to save human from the sin. 3 point I see from the Christmas. Christmas is beauty because, number one, God come as human. Christmas is beauty because God come as human and he used very, very good approach in order to come as a man. The third point, God come in the world to die on the cross. So, what is our responsible when we know that Christmas is beauty? Many people try to add and then try to make Christmas more beauty. But my point is, we cannot make Christmas more beauty because the beauty of Christmas is perfect. I repeat again, the beauty of Christmas is perfect. So your job and my job is not to make Christmas more beauty, but your job and my job is to make Christmas, to make the beauty of Christmas shine out. So your job and my job is to talk about the beauty of Christmas. I repeat again, your job and my job is to tell the beauty of Christmas. Now, people try to share the beauty of Christmas using Christmas tree. Using Christmas tree and using many Christmas symbols. But the best way to talk about the beauty of Christmas is using our life. How beauty our life must reflect the beauty of Christmas. This is what I want to share this morning. Let us pray. The beauty of Christmas is perfect. What we need to do? We need to share this beauty through our life. I remember one song, "Go Telling on the Mountain that Jesus has come." Of course, it's difficult for us to find a mountain at Hong Kong, but we can find office, our neighbor, our friend, go to them and tell how beauty Christmas, because Jesus come in order to save us from the sin. Don't be ashamed to talk about Christ. Don't be ashamed to tell the story of Christmas, because in Christmas we can see how beauty our God. He want to come as a human and approach us and die on the cross. This story is a beautiful story. Let us go and share this story for everybody. Jeff will lead us in prayer, in worship this morning.
Far beyond the Milky Way, the is joining with the sound. Come on, let's sing it loud as the music of the universe plays. We're singing, you are holy, great and mighty. The moon and the stars declare who you are. I'm so unworthy, but still you love me. Forever my heart will sing of how great you are. Power is yours, amen. All glory, honor, power is yours, amen. All glory, honor, power is yours, forever, amen. All glory, honor, power is yours, amen. All glory, honor, power is yours, amen. All glory, honor, power is yours, forever, amen. We're singing, you are holy, great and mighty. The moon and the stars declare who you are. I'm so unworthy, but still you love me. Forever my heart will sing of how great you are.
One of sentence of this lyric tell us, the moon and the cloud declare who you are. The moon is beauty, the cloud is beauty, but how more beauty when Jesus himself declare himself to us. Yes, we already seen the beauty of Christmas. Let us praise the God. Let us declare how beauty the Christmas. Let us share. Let us tell people. We share the beauty of Christmas, not only using Christmas decoration, but really, brothers and sisters, we need to use our life so that people know how beauty Christmas. When the last time we share the beauty of Christmas to our friend, our family? This morning message remind us something beauty don't keep for yourself, but really need to share for other people. We share the love of Jesus, we share the hope of Jesus. This morning, we know that Jesus is love. He loves us. In Jesus, we have hope. In Jesus, we have joy. That's why we come here. And then, with this kind of confidence, we also bring our prayer to Him. There are many people, they hope we can pray for them. That's why we use our privilege, pray for all people. Number one, who has cancer. Number two, doing chemo. And number three, need transplant. Let us pray together for them. Some people need salvation. We pray for them, especially we pray for their close member who are believer, so that the believer can share good news for them. Let's pray together. Let's go to community prayer. Today, we pray for Cambodia. There are three people that we need pray for them. Yeah, as Grace and Ashley, they work with Bloom, and then Pastor Robert O, and also Pastor Tang. Let's pray together for them. And then second, we pray for our board. We pray that God will lead them in leading this church, and also pray for men and women ministry, and pray for SP 2.0. You know that many people come to this church, and then it's look that no more space for them. We need to get new place. Let's pray together. And the last, we pray for house church. Let's spend time and pray together. Thank you. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for beautiful day. We special pray for P. Sam. He is sick, and we pray by the grace of God and the power of Holy Spirit, you will take out all his sickness and then give him good health. We also pray for Pastor Eugene. Today he goes to Singapore for ministry. You also bless his ministry. And we pray for Pinet, and then you will bring him come back safely and to continue ministry. Thank you, Father. We surrender our life to you. We believe that you will go with us and help us and lead us in whatever we do it for you. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.